I had a career-changing injury that required surgery, and the doctors didn't know what was wrong. They couldn't fix me. And all I wanted to do was be in this ring, because being in front of you guys is the only thing that has ever taken the pain away. Because this is what I love. This is what I've dreamed of my entire life. It's coming out here and performing in front of all of you. And because you guys have supported me my entire career, I made a special request so I could come out here and make this announcement in front of all of you. Is my career over? No. That is not the announcement that I came here to make!
Studio 511. It's a 277th edition of Houston Wrestling Radio. This is Abel.
This is Arnold.
This is Chris.
And thank you so much for tuning in today, guys. We very much appreciate it. Man, WrestleMania again.
Still not live?
Huh? Oh, I don't know. Here, let me click the thing. Actually, get into it.
God damn it, Abel. Okay,
now. Yeah, we're good. We're good. So, we are live officially. Yeah. So, because we are live, that means that if you log into your YouTube account, to your Google account, you can chat along with us in the handy dandy live chat. Basically, you could say hi, ask us questions, fact check us, talk shit, whatever. I'll see it here on the old smartphone, and I'll try to include you as best as I can in the show. If you're not watching us live, that's okay. You can still interact with us on Facebook, facebook.com/Houston Wrestling Radio, or on Twitter at H Wrestling Radio, or on the Instas at Houston Wrestling Radio. So, that's that. Again,
Daniel fucking Bryan. Arnold, go.
Hold on, I'm uploading the
Facebook. Okay.
Abel, go.
Holy fuck. Daniel Bryan is cleared. I sincerely did not think that this was ever going to happen in a WWE event. Here, hold on. We got it.
Who knocked him over?
I don't know. He got knocked over. Now he's not knocked over. Good old D-Bry.
He's back from IR.
Well,
back.
It just takes a drop kick.
Yeah.
And then he's right back out.
I just power bombed him on the side of the table.
I'm excited, but I'm also cautiously optimistic. I kind of feel the same way about D-Bry as I feel about J.J. Watt going into the season. It's like, all right, J.J.'s back, but he was back last year for a cup of coffee, and that was it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Once you get, you know, certain injuries, sometimes they never go away.
That first bump he took, I was like, ooh.
Yeah. Every like hit, everything on SmackDown, I was like, oh no, you know? So I don't know, man. I'm gonna be cautious before I get too fucking invested and too excited.
Backwards. I'm invested as fuck.
Okay.
I'm excited.
All right, go for
it. You can't take this away from me.
All
right. I love Daniel Bryan so much. Daniel Bryan is the shit. I love him. Oh man, I was so excited. I was doing laundry on my day off, and I looked down at my phone. I had it on charging, But I had like my speaker in my room while I was, you know, doing the clothes, but I had sports radio on. So I walked over and I was like, no, let me check Facebook. Whoa, shit! Oh, Daniel Bryan's back. He's been cleared. But it's so cool because like I watch Well Culture and like on Saturday they put like, oh, Daniel Bryan will definitely leave WWE this year and he'll be cleared to wrestle in Japan by December 27th because of his contract and blah, blah, blah. Oh, you fucking marks. Ah, he got us all. And, yeah, I was just super fucking excited, man. It was really – it came out of nowhere, pretty much, kind of out of nowhere. And, I'm really fucking excited, man. I love watching him wrestle. I haven't done it in a while, but
– you're right.
I used to love watching him wrestle. When I got back into wrestling again in 2011, him and CM Punk were the main guys that I rooted for. You know, it was them too that kept me in, you know. And I loved it. I'll never forget being on tour with my band in Dallas. In Dallas, watching WrestleMania 30 on a smartphone with the promoter of the show. We didn't give a fuck about the show. I had already played. And we were just watching their fucking WrestleMania when Daniel Bryan won. I was like, yeah. The rest of my band was fucking drinking and doing whatever.
I
was in the corner of the venue, fucking watching it on
the WWE. Not watching the other bands perform.
Fuck the other bands.
He's watching WrestleMania. He gets up there. All right, come on, do. Done? Okay.
Well, yeah, thanks to my set, I missed the fucking Undertaker of Street Game broken. I came back like, what the fuck happened here?
During Undertaker's match?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
My biggest regret in my musical career.
I guess
missing
so.
Missing the streak to play a show.
Chris, chime in here.
First impression? Wow. I had written it off in the back of my mind after, like, the week after elimination, the week after Fastlane, that, okay, Brian's not wrestling. Mm-hmm. Okay. I accepted it. Saw the alert, and I was like, oh, wow. WrestleMania 2. And then... after the dopamine wore off, yes. a couple hours later.
It felt like days.
Where did we see Daniel Bryan last?
Like on some SmackDown?
In the mid-card.
Yeah, fighting Sheamus.
Before he was general manager. Last when he was wrestling.
Winning that ladder matchup for the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Play.
Do you guys think for one second a guy that just got cleared to wrestle is going to go right back up to the main event scene where Roman's kept the seat warm for him, because even out of the ring for over a year, that audience in Dallas didn't think he was out for a year. They were ready to see him like that night.
Yeah.
Sure enough, at the end of the show, when he's drop kicking mofos like he had done it, like he had just done it yesterday, everybody was drinking it up.
Were they chanting Daniel Bryan or you still got it or both?
I think it was a mixture of both.
Dallas was terrible with chants this week. They can get shit started this week.
Stupid fucking Dallas. I kind of feel you. Like, are they going to use Daniel Bryan correctly? I don't think that he's going to go over there and take Roman Reigns's, you know, throne from him, which he's got to still take it from Brock. You know, I think they're going to keep him away and maybe keep him in with the WWE title picture. Hopefully, that's what I'm hoping for. That's my optimistic hope. Pessimistic hope is, well, they're probably going to do what you said, have a mid-card U.S. title. It said Intercontinental table on SmackDown, U.S. title run, spice that shit up with, Jinder and fucking, what's his name?
Orton.
Yeah, that one.
Or Rude, depending on which one you were looking for.
Yeah, or Rude. So, I don't know. But, I mean, I don't want to get too fucking down on this yet, but I totally understand where you're coming from. Where I want to be right now is the wild speculation. What's going on with this storyline right now leading into WrestleMania? Is this going to be WrestleMania 2? I don't know. Can it? It might. I don't know. Is this going to be KO-Mania 3 instead? I don't know, man.
Dude, I already care more about Daniel Bryan's match, whoever he's in with, than Nakamura AJ Styles. Just because it's Daniel
Bryan.
Wow. Yeah. But even though... Chris was right in the chat. As soon as the SmackDown ended, I was like, God damn it, Chris is right. And I hate saying that because whenever Chris is right, that means it's not good for what we want, because Chris is the smart one.
Wow.
So
you're talking about this, Chris?
Yes. Okay, and
I'm just a skeptical.
In our group chat, he said, we're like, oh, who's going to fight? Who would he fight? And he clearly, like, Daniel Bryan and Shane McMahon versus KO and Sami Zayn.
Yeah.
And then he just turns on Shane McMahon. Like, it's clear as day that I think that's where they'll be going.
Well, okay, while I'm not going to be excited for any match with Shane McMahon in
you never are, but you're always pleasantly surprised.
I'm always pleasantly surprised. But if this is more about, like a D-Bry thing where D-Bry turns on Shane and you got this faction with D-Bry, Steen, and Generico, holy fuck! I'm going to be really excited for that. Yeah, I know it's Sami Zayn.
They have to find something with the acronym as ROH to be fucking... Somebody do that.
Yeah. Juan, sup? Thank you for joining.
You made it early this week.
Robert, sup? Thank you for joining. Robert says, I'm really hoping for Bryan versus Nakamura at SummerSlam.
Yes.
All right. Can that be a possibility? I mean, we're looking at WrestleMania 2, or WrestleMania right now, possibly being YesLMania 2. Yes. But let's look past that.
YesLSlam.
Yeah, can we have Bryan versus Nakamura, Bryan versus Styles, Bryan versus Zane.
Dude, Bryan versus Chad Gable. Anything.
Bryan versus Rusev.
Oh, on Rusev Day.
Oh!
That would be a Rusev Day treat.
Yes. For the Rusev title.
Yes.
Gets defended every day of the week.
Yes.
Rusev. Make that shit happen. Oh, shit. Make that shit happen. Rusev title gets defended on Rusev Day.
Yes.
Dude, Rusev doesn't have a match on Rusev Mania this year.
It's like a
20. Yet.
It's like a 24/7 rule, except the tweak on that is only while he's awake.
Yes.
So you can't like wake him up and wrestle. He's like, hey, Machka, sleep.
Like that video that I showed you that I posted on my Facebook. Instead of the sleeper hole, it's the sleepy hole. He's rocking him in the crowd, like singing a lullaby. Yeah. Everybody goes shh, and the ref even goes,
yeah,
yes.
But the second was too loud. It woke him up.
One of Jarvis Cottonbelly's signature moves there. I'm glad that you guys discovered that because that's pretty damn funny. Yeah. I want to be like a fucking 10 on the excitement level of this. After talking to you here tonight, Chris, I went from being a 9 to maybe an 8. You son of a bitch. Where are you? Are you at a 10?
I'm still at a 10. You're not going to take this from me.
Okay. How erect are you, Chris?
I poked a hole through the roof last night. But now is a completely different story. Now it's like the lights are on. I'm awake.
Yeah.
And I've seen the spot in the bed next to me, and I realized, holy crap. Maybe I jumped too far ahead in conclusion and landed on the floor. Because I ended up on the floor.
See, I fell asleep happy last night thinking about it. Because I watched SmackDown, you know what I mean? But I actually only watched half of SmackDown, so I didn't get to see the big, like, where he actually went, like, fought or whatever.
Yeah.
So I was still on the whole high from the speech. So I was like, fuck yeah, man. Deep Rise is back, man. I took some NyQuil because I'm sick and knocked the fuck out. And
wow.
This morning I watched the rest of SmackDown and I was like, fuck yeah, dude. Hell, yeah. I'm still as equally excited. So maybe I'll come down to later tomorrow. But for right now, NyQuil version of me is happy.
All right.
Still drugged.
Yeah. I got a couple things in the chat, and then I want to throw in a different point. But let's get to
fuck
here.
Your point.
Yeah, I know, right? Porsche says, I'm just happy that he gets to do what he loves.
Yes.
All right. Good point.
And then, wrestle, too.
Yeah. Juan says, he may be cleared. Juan says he may be cleared. I'm selfishly happy, and I'm happy for him. But the seizure spells still worry me. He's still having seizure spells? What the hell's going on with that?
Even if he doesn't have the seizure spells, you had the comment that you were like cringing at some of the spots that Daniel Bryan had yesterday. Yeah. How long, in your opinion, before it's normalcy? Before you don't have to worry? Before you don't...
About a month. About maybe a couple SmackDowns, or maybe after WrestleMania. I'm still going to have that there. Like, ooh, see. It's like when Balor came back. Every time he fell on his shoulder. Or anytime Seth Rollins lands on his feet. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That kind of never goes away.
Angle walked.
It's going to take a couple of actual full-blown matches for me.
That kind of never really does go away, but it, like, fades to where it's like, oh, it's not the first thing you think of.
Now, Robert says he's got the I'm coming from the title that I've never been beaten for angle. Okay, I guess. And then
neither one of those belts exists.
Yeah. Well, I would say, how fucked up would it be if we had Benoit 2.0? Oh, goddamn.
Whoa, why you gotta go there?
Like, yeah, talking about all the Emma Britain, no. But it says, I'm kidding, that idea, but that idea still lingers in the back of my mind. Like, I don't know, man. I wouldn't say that D-Bry is maybe going the route of Benoit. Like,
they've already done like the experiments on his brain. He went from being like somebody who played like professional football, and they did more tests and they did more exercises like that. His brain went from being somebody that played like a few college games, and then it went from a few high school football games, and like it slowly went back to normal. Mm-hmm. Eventually, you can undo that damage, I guess. I don't know if you could, but from what I read on the shit that he said, it was a thing that he said was that I've been doing the test, because he's been going to these deprivation specialists.
Chambers. Yeah. Is what he's been doing.
Yeah. There was like there's six of them, and one of them gets the title at the end, and the title of being medically cleared, and I've been reading this stuff. He's been going like he's been medically cleared for like a year.
By other doctors, not WWE.
But I love that he didn't throw WWE under the bus. He said, "Yo, dude, they care about me, the person, not me, the product." Because mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, I still make money, so that's cool. All
right.
Episode of Total Divas where Brie and Daniel went to the Performance Center.
Yeah.
And there was rumors that he wanted to fight Brock Lesnar, and he was going to change his style. To throw Lesnar something that Lesnar wasn't prepared for.
I don't want him anywhere near Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
You sure about that?
I get hurt looking at Brock Lesnar.
Storyline wise, fuck yeah. But Daniel Bryan's own safety wise, ooh, no, not yet.
Dude, I don't even want Roman Reigns around him. I don't even like Roman Reigns. He's going to hurt him. You know what I mean? Like, Brock Lesnar's just like, he hurts people.
Yeah. I don't want him near Seth.
Yeah.
One buckle bomb is all it takes. He's right back to Herpner.
Yeah. I mean, I think he'll be okay with AJ. I think he'll be okay with Nakamura as long as Nakamura kind of chills with the Kinshasa.
They can protect each other in certain spots as long as they keep something else.
If you see the spot he did with KO and he ain't fucking holding back. He's going full on. That's true. He's going full on. Dude, he looked crisp as fuck in the ring.
He did not do a diving headbutt.
No.
I would like
to. He hasn't been doing that for a while before he left, though.
I would like to never see him do a diving headbutt ever again.
Yeah.
Ever again. I don't want to see him do that.
Well, if that's the case, then you have to go the other end also. You can't have him doing the missile drop kicks from the top rope because that's the same.
No more.
The long flat back from the very top. That's going to be the same.
He does either.
Yeah.
Which is
famous for.
The drop kicks.
Look at the Miz, the superstar, while doing like you know the minimum for the most part. Look at John Cena, 5 moves. You can make it work.
8.
8 moves. You can make it work.
Yeah, he could. I think that he's creative enough and well versed enough in wrestling in general that he could come up with an altered move set and be fine. That was the thing that I was going
to
bring.
I think he's to the point where he could do just 5 moves of Doom, and nobody would even care. Everyone would just be happy that he's wrestling.
Yeah, because it's such a feel-good story that he's actually out there. Now, what if, Juan, you want to kind of compare him to Benoit? I'd rather draw a different comparison. HBK.
Yes, thank you for saying that.
HBK was gone for four years, and then he came back.
Better than ever.
Well, I wouldn't say better than ever. He wasn't quite the same HBK he was, you know, previous. But he wasn't bad. He was just different. He changed. And damn, he had those fucking badass matches with Undertaker. He had badass match with Jericho. Cena. He had badass match with Cena. He had badass.
I would argue to say his better matches were after he came back.
You could argue that, yes.
Take out the
Iron Man. He's arguing it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm telling you, that is
a valid argument. There you go.
He had an Iron Man match on both sides.
I wouldn't agree with it, but that's a valid argument. So this is quite possibly something that D-Bry could do. He could wind up being just as good, but just different, you know?
So do you bust your nut already and have Bryan in a high-profile match at WrestleMania, or do you go the return route where you have him go up the mid-card? Not so much for the title, but just a couple matches to get the rust off. Or do you save that cherry for Mania, not have him in the ring competing in a match at all?
It's hard to answer that by not being a hypocrite, because what I want to say is
you want it in your mouth right now.
People who earned it throughout the year,
yeah,
make everyone earn it. But at the same time, I'm giddy that I'm gonna see Ronda Rousey and Kurt Angle versus Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. I don't care what anybody is. I can't wait for that match.
Okay,
so
So why not just have Daniel Bryan in the Battle Royal?
Because
have him win the Battle Royal.
That would actually give some legitimacy to the fucking Battle Royal.
Yeah, because that has done nothing for anyone's career.
Yeah, that Battle Royal is just a joke. But if maybe somebody like D-Bry wins it, that would do more for the match than it would do for D-Bry.
Now, at this point, you got to stay on par with the feud that he's in. You know he's in it.
There you go. That's the other side of all this that I wanted to transition
mind you, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are fired.
Yeah. I mean, this is wrestling. Come on. They're not really fired. But storyline-wise, they are. So that means Bryan has nobody to fight because the people that he would fight that he's in a feud with are fired. So how is that storyline going to play out? The kayfabe story, is it interesting to you? Chris, I'll start with you. Is the kayfabe story interesting? Or is this all about, yay, Bryan's back?
Storyline-wise, it would not make sense for the entire build-up, pretty much ever since Bryan became general manager of SmackDown, was that he and Shane really didn't get along all the time.
Right.
Yeah. And even now, the relationship is strained even more. So I can't really buy all of a sudden just because the enemy of my enemy is my friend, AJ, yeah. I mean, Shane and Daniel are going to team up. Even if it is Daniel turns on him on Shane just so that they get over, but if they're the bad guys, they're getting cheered just like Roman's supposed to be the good guy and he's getting booed, and you know, it just
No one's ever going to boo Daniel Bryan again.
That's why I wish they'd save this until the day after Mania. Because there's really it doesn't make sense to have Daniel Bryan announced now if you're not really gonna do anything that storyline wise will make sense. And him teaming up with Shane, dude, I don't think it makes sense.
Okay, what if they don't team him up with Shane? What if it's D-Bry versus them two because he fired them, and then, I don't know, somehow they get unfired? You know, it's just a three-way.
Oh, no, it wouldn't be a three-way. He would have to have a partner.
The original match was Kevin versus Sammy.
Yeah, but they didn't want that.
Dude, what if they saw how many tickets have Dave sold and how many tickets they have left? It was like, we got to do something drastic. Hey, clear Daniel Bryan. I don't give a fuck what the fucking art doctor says.
Get his ass out there now. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. So you're not too hip on the current storyline, the current kayfabe of it all. I don't know. What about you?
The current one, no, I'm not really excited about it. You're right. It's more fuck yeah, Daniel Bryan. Okay. I'm gonna get to see. I'm more like, even if it's that tag team match, I don't care. Mm-hmm. Put Shane McMahon in the fucking corner. Watch him fight both of them.
Everybody had shit to say. Nakamura. What about Bryan versus AJ versus Sign Nakamura?
Oh yeah.
Triple threat to the title.
Bryan versus fucking Cena by themselves. Give me that. Sign me up for that.
Yeah, Cena still hasn't gotten a response from The Undertaker. So why did Bryan say, hey, you know, I'm cleared, brother-in-law. You want a match?
There you go. You haven't beaten me yet.
You haven't beaten me.
Nikki turned on Brie in the Royal Rumble.
Oh,
mixed match. There right
could
there.
Be a family feud right there. Yep. You know, the one Thea doesn't like the other Thea.
The possibilities are endless. Let me just get this out of my system.
Why?
Because, you know, it's not going to happen. But Shane McMahon doesn't come back. Well, fucking like a week later until Mania. Fucking... Bro, who's going to be your partner in fucking Cult of Personality place? Nah, fuck CM Punk.
Oh, God.
All right, I just got to get this.
More realistic?
Yeah.
Why not Bryan teaming up with Hideo Itami?
He's the third guy. It's Itami, Tozawa, and Bryan versus the Lucha House Party at WrestleMania.
Oh, fool.
Dumbass.
Sammy and Kevin against Hideo and...
Oh, all right. And, yeah.
Nice. Speaking of the title... Nakamura, AJ.
Woo.
Nakamura against Rusev Day. Match of the Week candidate right off the bat.
Yeah, it was a good match.
Yes. That was better than the first match. Yes. And the first match, I liked the first match too.
That match made me do what I don't do. Usually whenever it goes into that little fucking pit box and you watch the commercials, I fast forward through them. Because if I meant to watch the match, I meant to watch it full screen.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I left it and I was just watching.
But.
Oh.
That's how good of a match it was. And Rusev over as fuck. Nakamura was finally... where we needed him to be. It was good.
What do you think, Cable?
The match was really good. I would say it's a match of the week candidate. My bone to pick with it is God damn. Rusev is just somebody else's TV program until Mania.
Not even that. He lost to AJ last week.
Yeah.
Well, see, I think he wasn't supposed to lose to him. I think Aiden was supposed to take the pin this week, but what apparently happened is AJ Styles is hurt. He has some kind of back issue or some kind of issue.
Yeah,
or leg issue.
At the house show. At a house show.
No, they pulled him off of a house show because he was hurt. Mm-hmm. And he went to Dallas for Raw to get, I guess, evaluated. According to him, on a conference call Tuesday morning, he said, I'm good. I don't care if I'll go in WrestleMania with one leg. I'm going to go. So they're like protecting. I guess it was supposed to be a tag team match on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So they just
Styles gets injured and Bryan replaces him.
Oh.
Nakamura was quick to put don't need to dream anymore. # Nakamura versus Bryan.
Yes.
He's the first one to throw that shit
don't
up.
Threaten me with a good time.
I know.
Ooh. Best part of the whole segment though. After the match is over, AJ's in the back. Nakamura comes up to him. He's like, I know. You're gonna beat me in WrestleMania with knee to the face. He's like, hey, you gotta believe in yourself, man. You gotta give yourself some more credit. He fucking got his ass. Nakamura tells AJ that. He goes, oh, that's some confidence, man. Like, you got. Well, that was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I love this character that they're finally giving Nakamura. They're giving him some personality.
Juan says, if Nakamura wins, can it be argued that Nakamura had the best rookie year in WWE ever? Better than Kurt Angle, better than AJ, winning the Rumble and WrestleMania as a rookie.
I guess. It's just that, man, he had such a bad start. If he does win it, he'll be the New England Patriots of the fucking WWE.
Oh, God.
Shitty start. You wonder, is it even worth it? At the end, bam.
Yeah. I mean, those matches with Corbin, ugh. They're bad.
Kurt Angle, Intercontinental, European, and Heavyweight Champion within the first year, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah. That's the best rookie. That's the best rookie one.
Lesnar won the belt in 4 months.
Yeah.
Lesnar won the Battle Royal Rumble too, didn't he?
But not that same. Not the same year? It was the same year. It was the same year.
Okay. So the same year that he beat The Rock at SummerSlam, he won the Royal Rumble and lost at Mania.
Yeah.
No, he beat Kurt Angle for the belt. He debuted the day after 18, and then 19 was the main event. Angle versus Lesnar, and Lesnar beat Angle to retain the belt.
So it wasn't Rumble Mania than SummerSlam. It was SummerSlam Rumble Mania.
Yeah, gotcha. SummerSlam Rumble Mania.
Gotcha.
Still.
Yeah. Okay, maybe Brock.
But still, he's still in the talk of one of the best rookie years because they push him to the fucking moon.
And Juan goes, bad start. Yeah, but it's a what have you done for me lately business.
Exactly.
Well, if you're talking about rookie year.
I don't know.
We'll see. Hey, let's wait to see. Argument. Remind us, Juan. Remind us.
The bludgeoning continues.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
With those fake-ass bullshit hammers.
We have a mallet at work, and Abel had it the other day.
It's a small
For someone pound. That watches Frozen four times a week, what would you tell Abel?
I don't know, man. Let it go?
There you go. There you fucking go.
Oh, God, I caught that one. Thankfully, Penny has not discovered Frozen.
Moana on the other hand.
You're welcome. Yeah. Dude, I like where they're going with all these the storylines for all three teams. The Budget Brothers look strong.
Was the New Day involved last night in anything? No?
No, they weren't there at all.
What if we get the New Day in the Rumble in the Battle Royal and we just have the Usos versus the Bludgeoning one-on-one?
There isn't an official match yet.
It hasn't been announced. So far, there's 11 matches already announced, and there's a possibility of 4 more.
And there's only 2 single man matches, probably.
Yeah, and they're all multi-man matches. Jesus. Daniel, what's Brian? Up, man? Thank you for joining us again. Tell your friends.
Better late than never.
Yeah. Danielson is the one that pitched Nakamura to the WWE front office to begin with.
See.
They have to have a match before the contract is up in September. Danielson obviously has to address the Miz plagiarism. Okay, that's another future.
I was saying he's got to redo that contract, man, because he has way too many fucking things to.
So Brian needs matches with AJ, with Miz, with Nakamura,
Cena.
He's got a lot of matches he needs to get caught up on.
The Young Bucks whenever they debut.
Right. Yes. Yeah. At the day after WrestleMania.
Zach Sabre Jr.
All three of those guys.
All three of those guys.
All three of them.
I almost bought a was it a Zack Sabre Jr. shirt?
Shit, Brian versus Ibushi.
Oh, hey. Hi there.
Oh, konnichiwa.
Ah, so.
Little Richard.
Yes.
Natty gets a win over the women's champ.
That's important only because Carmella came out and almost cashed in, which brings back the factor that Charlotte also has to look out for Asuka, but also has to keep Carmella in the back of her mind, so she cannot be 100% focused.
What kind of pissed me off about this is that Natty wound up winning.
No, that's perfect that she won.
I don't think so, but here's why. Here's why, okay? Natty just beat the champ. There's no more roadblocks or end of the lines or anything or fast lanes between now and Mania. So that can mean that Natty goes, I beat the champ, so that means I get a title shot. And now, bam, three-way.
Two more shows, WrestleMania. Next week, rematch.
Charlotte versus Natty again?
Sure.
Okay.
You know what? I want Carmella to cash in and win it already. We've got possibly 15 matches at Mania. That's perfect for Carmella to get beat in 45 seconds and get the hell off my television.
Nah, you got to give me the Charlotte versus Asuka.
How much heat? Okay, because we know that sometimes with the women, especially nowadays, it's kind of hard for them to get heat. Okay?
Three times a month, I think.
How much heat?
3 days a month.
I was like, God damn.
You're getting glares. How much heat would Carmella get if Asuka defeats Charlotte and then Carmella cashes in successfully on Asuka at Mania?
That's exactly what I'm hoping for.
People would riot is what I would want to do. That way I would have an excuse when I riot.
I think everyone would be happy, honestly. Asuka goes back to Raw, where she belongs.
Back to the Raw? Go back to where you belong.
This ain't sushi.
Damn. I don't like your kind around here. Carmella and Charlotte stay on SmackDown and feud. There you go. Asuka goes back. Everybody's happy.
No Japs Club. We can have one, and they have that one.
God damn it. Daniel Elias chat, the ending to the women's match was a complete clusterfuck. Oh, Charlotte losing on a roll-up to Natty? Really?
Dude, yes, because that makes her more
vulnerable. That protects Charlotte, dude.
Yes,
you want Charlotte to tap out to the sharpshooter in the center of the ring on a...
Get over it.
The WWE still wants to tease us that Asuka can lose the winning streak, her undefeated streak, if The Miz gets pinned in this fucking charity tournament. Yes. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, so we talked about the blue brand. Let's jump over to the red brand. This could be my match of the week pick. Ultimate Deletion.
Damn. Already?
Okay. Already? It's about to be fucking 8:30.
Match of the week pick.
Really? Whoa!
Dude, I was...
The Outsider!
Yeah. And I think that's why I love it even more. Because I'm not jaded. I wasn't expecting anything. I was just like, what the fuck am I watching? But this is so stupid. This is so stupid, but it's working. But I'll tell
you, it's like your first time ever at a burlesque show. You're just looking around and taking in all the sights like... Yeah.
That's what a titty looks like.
So I was like... The whole night, I'm like,
because I don't know dollars, what now I get
deletion is. So I'm like, why am I just getting a bunch of teasers? Are they even going to do this? Wow, they're going to give them 7 minutes. Jesus Christ. This is going to be terrible. It's going to be so whack. As soon as it started, I'm like, this is fucking stupid. Am I seriously going to watch? I love the Michael Cole prefaced it all with like,
I'm sorry.
You're about to watch this. My goddamn shade. Fucking Michael Cole.
Oh, I fucking love it. Oh, you know he was fed.
Michael Cole needs to get thrown in the lake of reincarnation and come back as like young goatee Michael Cole.
Yeah. Or Todd Pengill.
new person in the chat that I don't think I've seen before, Nate. What's up? Thank you.
Yo, my man Nate finally shines. Dude, you know who Nate is?
No.
I don't either.
I don't know either. This says Nate Outrage. I'm not sure if that's the real name. That's not the name your mama gave you.
I sure hope it's not the name your mama gave you.
That's fucking awesome. Outrage? What kind of fucking last name is that? That's
sounds like
badass.
Somebody from Viter. Moving on.
As far as the total deletion goes, I don't know if I'm going to go match of the week pick. I want to say it's a match of the week candidate for me.
I'm still on the fence because there's one more match.
Yeah, I'm on the fence too because I see it more as a segment than a match. I know that technically it is because there's a ref out there. Yeah, there's a 1-2.
I'd call that a match.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You songwriter, you referee.
Look at that.
Silence your cell phones. Shut your goddamn mouth.
Oh, it's the old wrestling name that this person used to use. Oh, back in the day. Okay.
So, Nate, back to what I was thinking about it. Me, as an outsider, I never watched the broken stuff, so I never knew what the hell was going on. So I was like, okay, this is stupid. This is funny. And then the first couple of minutes, it's like, all right, this is kind of funny. This is freaking ridiculous. And then they lost me for like a minute. I don't know what happened, but I was just like, wait, what am I watching again? What's going on here?
Okay.
And then where they got me back is whenever he was hiding from, I guess, the tombs. I don't know what the fuck. Yeah. Oh, my God. And he was just like, oh, over here.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
God damn it. It reminded me of that. I was like, what the fuck, man? And then it was cool that fucking Brother Nero came out. This was pre-fucking Brother Drunko.
Brother Drunko?
they recorded it 2 weeks ago.
Drunko Driver.
He was on the way out of the compound. We had too much fucking...
too much of that moonshine.
Yeah.
All right. Let's shun the outsider for a second. So, yeah. Chris.
Oh, my God. Ultimate Deletion.
Chris. All right. Yeah. Ultimate Deletion. How did this compare to Total Nonstop Deletion, Tag Team Apocalyptico, Final Deletion, all that? How did this compare?
Right off the bat, there was one thing I liked that I don't know if TNA even did because I didn't pay that much attention at the time. Yeah, JJ Watt just got hurt again.
Silence your cell phones, everybody.
They actually told a story. They tied the whole thing. Bray Wyatt's sister Abigail's house burning down and how he got lost. And it just, I was like, wow, I wasn't expecting like the whole thing to get brought back around. But they reminded you why Bray is the character he is and why he wasn't just not afraid to go to the compound, but he felt at home at the compound. Mm-hmm. It felt like it added substance. It felt like more reason to why, as much of a spectacle and sometimes joke as it could have been come across by an outsider, this meant to happen this way.
Yeah.
And it was acceptable to have it this way as opposed to every other segment and every other match on television that's in front of a studio audience that doesn't know when to cheer and boo, and everything happens in front of the telly. This is actually, not only did it feel like it belonged, it felt like a nice tribute to all the other ones TNA did. Because it felt like it felt like the TNA ones were in Square, and then WWE's Ultimate Deletion was like in HD.
Okay.
All right. Okay, I get that.
It's like the first couple seasons of The Simpsons.
Yes.
And then I got you.
From Letterboxd to HD.
I totally agree with you with the fact that it feels like it was basically a continuation of the TNA ones. It did not feel like a WWE bastardization of something that happened in a different federation, which we've seen with WWE CW and like
or when the Wyatt compound against the New Day.
Yeah. Like, it didn't feel like that. What you mentioned, I think that counts as a thing that I sat here and talked about last week, which is, yes, I want to see all this stuff from before, but I want to see something new.
What
something
did you like that was
uniquely WWE. I think this counts. It's not a new character, but I think it's what you just talked about. Bray seeing the house that was built by, I guess, Senor Benjamin, just to fuck with Bray there. I fucking loved it because, yeah, you're right. It kind of tied in some storyline for your opponent. That was really cool. It was a nice little psychological thing. So that was kind of the new thing that I think, if you'll allow me to count it, I'll count it. If you won't allow me to count it, then I present to you this.
George Washington.
No, because George Washington was also before too, but the way Vanguard was prominently used as a competitor, quote unquote, not really a competitor, but like a real helper in a match.
Because the drone?
When we saw Vanguard 1, it was just deliver a message and then the hologram and that's it. Here, he was like scanning and looking and attacking and then got attacked.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that was something
fireworks went off. What the fuck?
Yeah. Well, we've seen the fireworks before. Dude, but it
before
was...
the fireworks, like Matt has it, like Jeff had them in his hands and they were shooting them at Matt. They were shooting each other.
Oh, but man. This, it was, oh, it was triggered by Vanguard because Matt told Vanguard and Vanguard programmed it and then boom. So I think rounding out Vanguard 1 as a character, which is really weird to say about a fucking robot drone in wrestling.
That's the Chiaotzu, the Yamcha.
Yeah. I mean,
a Tien.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I think that satiated me for wanting to see something new. The fucking house and the Vanguard stuff.
And normally we see the results from the Lake of Reincarnation.
And Bray's
gone!
Oh my god! There was a part of me that wanted to see Husky Harris pop out. But there was a part of me that said, I don't want to see Husky Harris. I don't want to see a different Ray. I don't want to see anything. And that's exactly what they did. They didn't do anything. Señor Benjamin was sticking the pole in there. It's like, he's not here.
Like, wait, what if he shows up at Mania?
Angry pumpkin. I don't know. It depends how they pull it off. Because when it comes to Bray, shit on paper sounds like it could be good. The House of Horrors on paper sounded like it could be good, and it wasn't. I'm sure somebody in creative said, you know, it'd be a good idea if we project roaches and maggots onto the WrestleMania canvas during the match. Somebody said, that probably sounds good on paper, but it wasn't in execution. Let's wait till Mania and see what happens.
At the end of the day, I hate doing this. But I have to give credit to the company for actually letting Matt control this. This didn't feel like something WWE got their hands in and said, no, we're going to do it our way because this is our house. This is my sandbox. If you don't want to play, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
This still felt like produced and directed by Matt Hardy.
If it wasn't produced and directed by Matt Hardy.
He had to at least had a hand in there, at least an opinion.
What I was going to say is kudos to whoever did for doing their goddamn fucking homework and pulling off
an awesome cover song.
Perfect facsimile. Yeah. This is, Sammy Hagar showing up and being, just fucking seamless.
Yeah.
You know, that's what this was. So I'm gushing all over it. Nate says, by God, a hand's got a family. He says, I love the fact Señor Benjamin was there. Juan says, oh my God, the hand from Adam's family. No, it's worse than May Young Mark Henry spawn. God damn it. Daniel says, by God, I know this called for something to get out of hand, but this is ridiculous. God damn it. All right.
Did I miss something? What is about hand
I don't know. About. They somehow just started talking about Mark Henry and the hand, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
Or just catching the hands. I'm not sure what the hell they're doing, but they're talking about the hands. Okay. Is that a segue into Braun?
Sure.
Braun is going
to
be the...
We actually didn't actually have him on our notes. Yeah, we chose not to talk about it.
We chose him off.
Really?
Yeah.
Why don't I talk about Braun?
Go for it.
He's going to have to get a tag team partner, apparently.
Yeah.
Which, I sat here last week, I said one or two. And I'm going to kind of be good with either. So they're going the route, as of now, of them making him get a tag partner. Yeah. So he's trying to find a tag partner.
I think it's Elias. It's got to be
Elias. Okay, so take him off the table. Who do you put him with?
Elias again.
Elias Samson.
Put him back on the table. Elias Samson.
You know, if this was somebody that we could use... Ellsworth. I know he doesn't have a contract anymore, but shit, if Ellsworth was still around, holy fuck. Hey, you, twerp, you're tagging with me. And then they just have him fucking sit on the apron the entire time while Braun's wrecking shop. I would have fucking loved that.
The other one that just got medically cleared to come back Monday was...
Big Cass?
Big Cass.
Big Cass was the news that was overshadowed.
Yes.
No,
I don't want to see that guy anyway.
From the moment that he debuted as a solo star and put his hand up in the air and the sign in the background said big ass. No, I'm sorry, dude. I'm done with you, bro. No. So speaking of, that's someone that we did have on our notes. Where the hell has this John Cena been?
Right? Man, this guy is fucking like...
2 weeks in a row.
He's desperate, but I'm loving it.
I'm glad, and it was easy out. In Dallas.
Yeah.
He's already made the challenge. He's already got people's attention. Let's give the under... No! We'll give him the bastard son.
Yeah. Once that happened, I was like, oh, I forgot about Kane. Is this supposed to be fucking mayor somewhere? No, go away.
What did I say last week? I don't want to see Cena versus Undertaker. I don't want to see Cena versus American Badass Undertaker. I don't want to see Cena versus fake Undertaker. I don't want to see Cena versus Kane. Will they give me Cena versus Kane? Fuck you, WWE.
On Raw, not at Mania.
Well, still. Still, I don't want to see it. Yeah. It's okay, it's less egregious than Taker at Mania. All right, fine. But God damn it.
And now we're going to unveil something here. I've been noticing that it's been festering for a little bit over a year.
You, Wayne Dolcefino, with the inside investigation about why the fuck Cena hates Michael Cole's fucking intestines.
And what did he say? This week, I'm going to bury the hatchet with Michael Cole. And he walks over to Michael Cole and disses him again. He's like, this week, now he owns it. He says, like, this week I'm going to find be nice with Michael Cole.
Stop being a fucking mark. This is Booker Corey all over again.
Said that? He said it to the camera.
This week I'm going to be nice to Michael Cole?
He literally said that to the camera, walked over to the desk, high-fived Jonathan Coachman, and walked back. Michael Cole's still like, what the fuck?
I think you're onto something.
I'm telling you, man. I still haven't looked it up, so I'm probably looking. Probably as easy as Googling what John Cena, Michael Cole.
Being to Emily Aiken over here.
But anyway.
Give us our money back.
So we're all members of like different fucking Facebook pages and shit like that,
right?
And different things of like, oh, who out of these people, who would you delete in all their matches? And this is blah 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 blah. And just in doing a podcast with you for a year, Abel, why the fuck do you hate the Undertaker so much?
I don't hate the Undertaker.
Yes, you do.
I don't.
Anytime that it comes to between picking four people and Undertaker's one of them, you always pick the Undertaker to go away.
That is true.
Even if Undertaker wasn't in selection, you would still pick Undertaker. Undertaker.
No,
Cena, Bryan, Styles, Owens. Fuck Undertaker. Yeah, fuck that
guy. Yeah. I was with the Undertaker for the last 5 years. Okay, that's what I don't like. Once he was retired from any other matches other than WrestleMania, I was like, leave him alone, let him be. Once he stopped wrestling at everything else, I was like, nah. That's when I was like, he should be retired. But what? That's kind of how I felt about him. Because I felt like WWE was just kind of using the streak and just using him as a one-time thing just to bolster Mania, and that's it. It does nothing for him. That just puts him in. It made him age even more than what he already is, and it showed us him aging. I don't hate Michael Jordan.
Michelle McCool aged him.
I don't hate Michael Jordan, but goddamn, I hate watching him playing for the Wizards. Fuck, I hated watching Jordan play for the fucking Wizards. That was a fucking travesty. I don't want to see Jordan on the court anymore at all, but those six goddamn 7-8 years when he was on the Bulls and they were fucking lighting the world on fire, that guy was pretty badass. That's how I feel about him.
Yeah, but I'm talking about just in overall. Oh,
okay, but
overall, you always opt to delete him.
No,
and
I mean, okay.
You wouldn't piss on Taker if he was on fire. No, he's a dead man. He's on fire quite often.
That depends on who was in the four. You're exaggerating a little bit, but if you like, Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, Taker, and I don't know, somebody else, like Stone Cold. I'm like, I'm not going to get rid of Stone Cold. I'm not going to get rid of Bret Hart. I'm not going to get rid of HBK. Well, shit, I guess I'm going to get rid of Taker. But,
well, HBK did screw Bret. I'm surprised they didn't get rid of HBK.
Well, you know what? Fuck that guy too.
Finally, the sense of reason.
I'm sorry, Brett.
No Taker on the wall.
There, no.
Where are we at from? Where's he from? Fucking Houston. He hates his own.
I don't even think he's from here. He's technically from Pasadena.
Yeah, he is.
Fuck Pasadena.
Oh no, I don't have Booker on.
Fuck you, chemical smelling ass.
Chemical smelling ass? So long, stink.
Yeah, I'm afraid to fart. He's gonna combust.
All right, what the? Right. Okay, now Randy's on here talking to other people. I would rather have Cena at Mania in recurring backstage segments, moping and begging people to fight him, and never actually fighting.
Didn't we get that from somebody like a long time ago? Like trying to at Mania, just begging for something, either a match or something like that, and it like never happened. I feel like it has.
That kind of happened with Heath Slater, but it wasn't at Mania.
It was JBL, and if he lost, he would retire, and Mysterio beat him in a minute and a half and retired him.
Was it? I feel like I don't know what the fuck it is, but I feel like I've seen it before.
Yeah.
If they don't pull the trigger with Sasha and Bayley next week, is it too late?
I think they already fucked themselves over this week because I actually love where the story's going.
Okay.
I love where the story's going. We're seeing a whole other side of Bayley.
I agree there.
And that's cool. And even Sasha's like, no, what the fuck, asshole? I'm trying to be nice to you. Like, they're kind
of. You're the pushover. That's always nice.
Yeah. So they're going that way. But where Sasha said, I'm gonna win the fucking Sherry Martel, Alundra Blaze, Blue Mikado,
Santina Marella,
and Santina Marella Memorial Battle Royal at WrestleMania. She put herself in the thing, and that's it. If at the most, we're gonna see them square off in the Rumble where they have to. So Bayley can't turn there because it's part. Bayley, like, dude, that was part of the match. I think they fucked up and said, and if they don't give him a singles match at Mania, then why bother?
I don't know
if there's one match to cut that shit.
Fuck no. I don't know if I'd say why bother.
Watch their first two matches.
If it gets into the Battle Royal and they do enough person match,
I guess.
But I dig the storyline up to a point because I agree with you. I like the character development that they're doing with Bayley. We're seeing a different avenue of Bayley where she's just not the dumb.
She's
one
not in middle school now. She's in high school. She knows how to
she's
get
about to go
over.
Through her fucking emo phase. Yeah. Where after WrestleMania,
she's gonna part her hair to the side and start snapping whenever she wants.
She's gonna get a fucking metal guitar in her fucking in her intro.
Elias Seth. Will teach her backstage.
Seth, welcome. Man, thank you for joining us.
You're an hour late, Seth. Not acceptable.
Or ACL again.
God dang it. Women's Invitational Barbecue and Foot Massage.
Women's Invitational Manny Petty. Winner gets a Groupon.
Thank you for shitting on the couch over there.
Speaking of the ladies.
They're bringing back the evening gown match.
Barbecue and Foot Massage.
Nia versus Alexa at Mania. Go.
Hot dog, we
have
a wiener.
Do a WrestleMania 19 Booker T versus Triple H on this. I'm going to get pissed off. You can't be a star and not pay this off. No, I'm going to just go ahead and say
the bully needs to lose.
Yes.
Alexa needs to lose.
Just like Triple H, the races needed to lose.
And the races didn't lose.
Donald Trump's our president. Who takes a picture with him as he becomes president?
Triple H.
There you go.
There you go. Connecting the dots here on Houston Wrestling Radio. That's what we do. Nia is life. Yes, exactly, Nate.
She's not like most girls.
Not like most girls.
She doesn't take what she's given.
Yeah, dude. I want to see more of build from this because I feel like we had a good start to this feud last week. This week is like, all right, I can see where you're going. You're pulling back the fucking arrow on it. I need the thing to fucking fly and go off next week and the week after and then hit Mania. I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm not saying it, but I'm like, dude, I'm
as
on board.
A bully, Alexa's shining even more.
Oh yeah,
that whole I'm not sorry.
Goddamn fucking Mickey, she was looking fucking good. Híjole, Mickey, you're so fine. Goddamn Mickey, yes.
Is a brand new Bullet Club supposed to suddenly make me care about Finn Balor?
Maybe.
I like the shirt. I'm probably gonna buy the shirt,
Mark. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The original. He's got a shirt with Jericho's face on it.
Yes, that's true.
Who's the Mark Alpha in this room?
Well, I have a shirt that says Houston Wrestling Radio on it. On the while shirt. I'm talking
yourself
about Houston
promoting.
Wrestling
Radio. Yourself
it's like me wearing an Exile shirt while I'm playing a show back in the day.
Yeah, and then you're sitting there with your WrestleMania jersey.
Hey, I'm going with the theme, dude. We're on the road to Mania. I've got 8 of these fuckers.
I thought we were seven. All blue brand guys today.
Yes, we are. This is Houston Blue Radio.
Blueston Wrestling Radio.
Blueston Wrestling Radio.
We're big, Finn Balor wears blue. We all wear blue. Blue Tistas.
What the fuck? Dang it. Like, Mickey look like someone put too much hair gel on a horse's ass. You take that back. You do not talk about my Mickey like that.
Man, another example of Dallas completely fucking it up.
And hey, you're over here wearing the Dallas fucking shirt.
Is it in Dallas?
Like, again,
themes.
I don't want to go bald. So we started the show with the crowd actually cheering for Roman.
We're BWO tribute.
Who's me? Oh, the old hair. No, you have hair.
He's the chubbiest of us. He's Meanie. He does the dance. Yeah, he's Meanie. Yeah, I'm the tall one, so I'm Stevie Richards. You're Nova.
You're Nova.
I don't even know who that third guy is.
No Silent one knows Dean. Nova.
We end the segment with the fans booing Roman. What the hell happened here?
He got pushed off a stretcher while he was already stretchered and handcuffed.
Lesnar just went. Yeah, expecting it to tip over, and it just went.
I was like, oh, hey, look, U.S. Marshals, no guns? Okay, cool. U.S. Marshals getting fucked up.
Right. I didn't realize Ricky Starks gave up his independent wrestling gig to become a U.S. Marshal. I mean, I didn't realize it was that easy. Fuck it, I'll do it.
Yeah, man. Ugh, dude.
Pretty sure it was a felony when he committed.
Yeah. That's my problem with this. Yeah, they're fucking real cops.
I'm expecting Titus to pop up from the corner. That's 5'10".
Like, if this was security, then yeah, security could, you know,
get
their ass whooped. It's fine. You're not committing a fucking felony.
U.S. Marshal.
They went straight up Steve Austin on him to try to get the rebel look, and it was working. And then Lesnar came out, and everybody's like, oh, I forgot I'm supposed to like Rock because Brock's not Roman.
Yeah,
that whole thing that they were working towards where they're making Lesnar the guy who gets booed, that went out the window this week.
Yeah, that's
totally out the window.
Yeah.
That has to show the guys. It's not going to, but it's just going to show the guys in the back. Like,
he shouldn't have showed up at all until Mania.
Exactly.
And I'm still a proponent of this. Don't even show up at Mania.
Yeah, no, exactly. He should not have showed up. It would have been perfect. When I thought he wasn't going to show up, I was loving it. I was loving it even more.
If they were carting Roman Reigns out in handcuffs and right by the squad car outside the building, you see a jacked up 4x4, and here comes Lesnar coming out and beating the hell out of him. For them to have it in the camera, in the ring, in the front of the audience, just felt cheap.
Yeah.
It didn't feel spontaneous.
Was it a jacked up 4x4? What Brock was the Brock character had in WWE Crush Hour?
Yes.
It was a 4x4?
Surprise,
did you ever play that? No? It was shitty.
It meant we were poor.
The controls on that game were fucking clunky as hell. But you could unlock all these different wrestlers and cool little cars and stuff, and it made sense. I liked it. Yeah.
Is your match of the week pick from 205 live?
Possibly.
Uh-oh.
Maybe. I'm not sure yet. Match of the week candidate for the semifinals?
Oh, yeah. Hideo against Lindsay.
No.
Mustafa against Gabagula.
Yeah, Gabagula. Mustafa versus Gabagula.
Gabagula.
Yeah. It's a semifinal.
Was it a good match?
Yeah. Yes. It was really good.
I missed it. I really want to watch it, but I can't fucking miss it.
I loved how. And this story started throughout the different video packages throughout the
match. Yeah. I saw that. I saw everything up until the match was about to start.
Yeah. Going into it, into watching 205, I was like, I won't mind if Gulak, like, he's the heel going up against the Cedric Alexander babyface. That's fine at Mania. But then as we started going back to what we originally had from Mustafa Ali that I said I liked, and if they just fucking ran with it, they fucking ran with it throughout that episode. Package. Yeah, that package where, you know.
A guy with my name that looks that like package. Me, isn't supposed to be like this.
It was a nice package.
Oh, man. It was great. It really was.
Mm-hmm. And the commentators put it over throughout the matchup as well. You know, oh, he used to be a cop. You know, he's fighting for his family. He's fighting for this and that. He had, after the match, he had, what was it, his family sister?
Yeah, his sister. I thought it was his girlfriend.
I don't know. A family member.
I've only seen, like, a video, like, a little, like, couple-second video of him saying, like, you know, this is all her. Like, she was, she this and that. I don't know what
I
would talk about.
I don't know who it was, but it was somebody in the audience. He went over there and gave him a big hug. You know, I thought that was really, really cool. I think that the character of what they're trying to do with Mustafa Ali is really interesting. While I get it that it's more that Gabba Gulak has been really entertaining and did a really, really good job, and he deserves a nice pat on the ass in the form of a WrestleMania payday.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I really think that the better story for this day and age and this time is to take somebody that you probably would have slapped a fucking Iron Sheik wannabe gimmick on and say, no, you know what? Yeah, you know what? We're not going to do that with him. He's not Jinder Mahal. He's not Muhammad Hassan. He's not old Daivari, Sean Daivari. You know, he's not Arya Daivari.
Tiger Ali Singh.
Yeah. He's a guy who has a Middle Eastern name, but you know what?
He's like one of you, except the exact opposite.
Yeah. And you know what? He's a good guy. And he's going out there to prove that he's a good guy. I fucking hook, line, sinker, man. That got me. And the match itself, that fucking got me.
Man.
God damn,
because
that match was good.
Because that freaking lost me.
It lost you. Where did it lose you?
I liked everything. Match of the Week candidate. They were going somewhere that I wasn't expecting them to go. Crazy out crazying crazy. Because Mustafa Ali at one point was looking like he was about to bomb something. The way he was making some reactions.
Poor choice of words.
He was making some he was making some facial reactions. Like Gulak was being relentless at times. I would have loved for Gulak to win it so that he could lose to Cedric, just for Ali to come out and jump Cedric at the end. He just beat one crazy guy for the title at WrestleMania. Now he has to worry about the next 2 or 3 months with an even crazier Mustafa Ali because he couldn't get to the dream. He couldn't get to WrestleMania. He let his family down.
Okay.
Because I've already seen Cedric versus Mustafa on 205 Live like three weeks ago. Times. And then, yeah, like 8 other times already. Cedric Alexander against this Gulak.
But would have been a great Alexander versus this Mustafa.
That's the same Mustafa.
It's not the same Mustafa because this Mustafa has been a little bit nondescript. If they really go with what he is now and fucking yes, we're gonna use this character and go full bore with it. You could say it's this Mustafa.
Even Cedric, dude. The last couple times I've seen him wrestle, he's like hungrier, like in the ring. Like if that makes any sense, like he has like more passion in his. And his wrestling, he's not relying on like his,
which is why he needs to be chasing for the title. I think it's too easy to give him the title at Mania.
Well, I didn't say give him the title at Mania. I'm saying give him the match at Mania.
Mustafa needs to win this.
Oh fuck yeah!
What I was talking about was this match with Gulak and Mustafa. Mm-hmm. As far as Mania goes, we'll get to that on our prediction show because I'm not sure how I feel about that yet. But if you're building this character, I think that's the right direction to go. So if I had to choose between Gulak and Mustafa, I would choose Mustafa. And my mind changed in the middle of 205 Live and in the middle of that match. That's all I'm saying about now. I might wind up agreeing with you that they should give it to Alexander once we get there, but that's in 2 weeks. We'll talk about that then.
Okay.
How about the Lucha House Party versus Mexico versus Japan here?
Stop being so racist. One of them is Puerto Rican.
Okay.
That was fun. I don't know what the fuck was going on, so because I casually watched 205 here and there. Mm-hmm. So I was like, hey, okay, they have the three masked guys and they have the two Asian guys. That's cool. What's going on? Oh, we're still going. They've been teasing fucking who's called hentai? Hideo Itami.
Hentai.
I'm
the racist.
They've been teasing Hideo Itami to be a heel for like 7 months already with NXT and this now. So I see what happened the week before. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I see it. And then I see this match. And it was going pretty well. But it's the same. Problem I had with like three other matches. Another one was going on match of the week pick until the end, which is exactly what happened with this that I didn't like. It's just shenanigans that ruined the match.
Mm.
And they were going for it was a fun like little back and forth between the two and then. One of the masked guys got involved and there was a disqualification and no contest.
Yeah.
But I like what they're going with and I like – this is the first time I actually watched – was it Lince?
Mm-hmm.
In an actual match. That dude's pretty badass.
Mm-hmm.
He's really, really good. He's like, too slender. He's still kind of thick. So, like, he can do power moves but also like, Nigel McGuinness was saying, you can tell he was talking on the broadcast, but he might have heard him. He's like, I've never been to a
Lucha House party.
Yeah. I got you next week.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's all I got to say about that.
Just to go back to the Mustafa thing real quick, Daniel says this. They have to look sympathetic towards Arabic people since they are about to hit Saudi Arabia. They had Sami Zayn in Dubai doing pre-R since he's fluent in Arabic. And then Randy sitting on the couch there, she says, yeah, that's a very good point. It's not ethics, it's money.
Yeah. Okay. We had Jinder Mahal be the champion for half a year. But that did not work out.
It didn't work because they also had him be a heel the entire goddamn time.
Give them a face to be a champion.
Let's have an Arabic dude who's a baby face and then go to Saudi Arabia. Maybe that'll work.
Here's an idea that I got for pay-per-view.
What's that?
Because TNA did it right. I always was a fan of the World Cup, the X Cup.
Yes, yes.
So WWE needs to have collided nations. Team of Americans, team of Mexicans, team of Japanese, team of Arabics, team of everything. Four-man teams. The winning team gets title shots at the next pay-per-view.
You can throw in a tag team. Yeah, you capable. You can have a tag. You can have a tag team, a cruiserweight, and a heavyweight. But you can mix them up like faces and heels, like Mustafa and Sammy teaming to get up against like freaking Jinder and Singh. You know, shit, they're, dude. If they were of making of adding the world back in World Wrestling Entertainment, because that's been missing for decades.
Yeah, and when TNA did it, that was fucking good. It was fun. I really enjoyed that World Cup stuff. That was really good shit.
That's it for 205.
Okay, I want to get back to Raw on something. It might be gonna probably save or anything like that, but. Cool, badass news, and I can, you know, I was looking back at this Hall of Fame class before the weekend, and after Kid Rock kind of, like, pissed all over my little, what I liked about it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If they announced Kid Rock for the Hall of Fame in, like, 2002, I'd be like, ah, tight. Mm-hmm. In 2018, I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that guy. That guy's a freaking Republican now. Anyway,
Kid Rock, Vince McMahon, 2020.
Yeah. So yeah, like so far, I was like, okay, we got the older generation guy, we got a girl, we got in Goldberg, we had everybody. I'm like, all right, cool. I guess it's pretty much rounded out, and you know everyone's got their award. When they said Mark Henry was gonna be in the Hall of Fame, I was like, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know what that gave me like Daniel Bryan was right here, Mark Henry was like right here. That's how excited and happy I was on Monday because of that. I was like. Fuck yeah, dude. Because I've always loved Mark Henry.
Yeah.
He's been like that guy. Like, just he's always dependable. He's always there. And he fucking lasted through everything. Like, everything.
You do what you gotta do.
Dude, I was like in third grade when he came out, dude?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's ridiculous, man. But he survived everything and he adapted. And what I love is they're giving Mark Henry in there. And whenever the package, they showed the first Mark Henry, the All-American guy, then Sexual Chalk and the Hall of Fame, everything about Mark Henry, not how they keep pigeonholing like the Godfather, but not Papa Shango and Combo.
Ah, good
and
point.
Razor Ramon, but not Scott Hall. Yeah. No, it's Mark fucking Henry.
All iterations.
Every single one.
Yeah.
And I was awesome.
That's even really
Jeff
good point.
Jarrett. They're bringing in like 90s Jeff Jarrett. Even the picture they're using is the fucking JJ hat and shit like that. He's fucking what shut down like a 96. Exactly.
Yeah, that is a big big Hall of Fame announcement, I guess you could say, especially for us, you know, being in Texas.
Yeah.
I'm happy for him.
Yeah. His speech is gonna be the shit.
I hope so, because he's also one of those guys where he could kind of do a little bit of everything as far as how he could portray his character. He could be the I'm going to kill you, you know, a Hall of Pain guy. Mm-hmm. But he could also do comedy pretty well. Yeah. And he could, like, fucking turn it on a dime.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what he did for his retirement speech.
Oh, my God.
In the salmon jacket.
I will never forget. I was at your house.
Yeah. It's like, boom. No, boom.
This hard, though, Punk Kool-Aid.
Yeah. Like,
oh, that was so fucking awesome.
That was great.
Yeah, Mark Henry's a shit.
He was a really good journeyman guy that could do it all.
Yeah, he needs to come out in that same salmon suit for the Hall of Fame.
Yes, he does. I did say that when I was watching the video package, which WWE always does really great on video packages. I almost never have anything bad to say with video packages.
Kevin Dunn does
but, well. Yeah, I know, right? I said, man, that's a guy that should have had at least 3 or 4 more world title runs. You know, he had the 2, right? Or just the 1?
You can say that, but sometimes you can say that about Taker. You can say that about Kane.
You can say that about Mr. Perfect.
Mr. Perfect. Yeah, dude, sometimes the men don't make the titles. The title make the men.
Yeah.
He's like another classic example of a guy who didn't need the title. It's cool that he had one, but you don't need that.
Oh. They didn't do a whole lot of Nation of Domination stuff.
No, they just like
more Silverback.
Yeah.
They like slightly glanced at him.
Yeah, well, because Daniel Price in the live chat says, I was disappointed that they couldn't get the Rock on tape saying something more substantial about Henry. Without the Nation of Domination, Rock would have never gotten over.
Yeah.
The Rock would have never gotten over, not necessarily Henry.
If you watch that, the 3 table show.
Table for 3?
Table for 3 of him. The,
like this.
Of, Ron Simmons, Godfather, and Mark Henry. Fuck, that shit's so good.
It was a good one.
And they all actually credit the Rock, but... But like they all like have nothing but good shit to say about each other. And it gives you a whole different respect for it, man. It's awesome, and everyone says the same shit. Like, man, D'Lo should be there. Yeah. I the first thing I said on Monday is like D'Lo should induct him. That'd be fucking cool. But we'll see how that goes. It'll probably Ron Simmons.
I wouldn't mind Ron
Simmons. I don't mind anybody from the Nation doing
it. Did they say who?
No, they haven't said anybody who's doing anybody.
Yeah. Edge and Christian are inducting the Dudleys.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. I think that's the only one they've said.
Okay.
Yeah. Chris?
NXT.
NXT. All right.
What might have been my match of the week pick?
I don't know where you're going.
Adam Cole. Yep.
Baby!
I was right
there. Out of all people, like, it's fucking Pete Dunne. Dude. I wanted more. Uh-huh. I wanted more. Yeah. And the fact that they cut it off.
That's why I didn't make it my match of the week pick, because of shenanigans at the end. And I was kind of pissed
off. But that helps it, though.
Exactly. Now you're like,
Yeah. Yeah, that is the match I was leaning towards making my match of the week pick.
Yeah. The end disqualifies it for me.
And there's more to it coming up. The tag team classic, Mustache Mountain was one of the last teams, but Tyler Bates hurt. So the replacement team is Roderick Strong and Pete Dunne.
Yeah.
Also, I think Bobby Fish is hurt.
He's hurt. So Adam Cole is going to be pulling double duty.
Yeah.
He'll be in the ladder match for the North American.
I don't know anything about that yet. Okay. So,
yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, that'll be fucking cool if Adam Cole gets the crowd off with Dunne again. That was a fucking good match.
It was really good.
Like from the what we got, it was like, ooh, fuck yeah.
I remember when Adam Cole first showed up, and you're like, that's the guy everybody is making a big deal about? He's so little.
He's so little.
I was like, are you becoming a believer in Adam Cole?
I've been in.
Okay.
I've been in since War Games.
He has. Okay.
War Games. Ever since then, I was like,
Yeah.
That's it. This is it. And I'm talking to everybody, all three of them.
I love the fact that Pete Dunne is like the runtiest out of all. And now, right when the match started, looked at Fish Norris, like, I will fuck you up if you even come near me.
And I loved it. I loved the way Nigel called that, too, because Nigel was like, maybe it's a bit of the youth or the inexperience that he's running out there. And
like, no.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense. Yeah. You know, like, He's too inexperienced and too dumb to give a shit.
Yeah.
He's too inexperienced to be scared. Which that sometimes even happens in sports too, where they're like, hey,
this could be a good thing too.
Yeah, this guy shouldn't have beat the veterans here. That's the Cinderella story. No, it's just they weren't afraid because they were too stupid to know any different.
I really enjoyed this whole the match and just like everything about this whole deal. And it was really cool. I liked it.
Yeah.
Other thing on NXT, the women.
I love Dakota Kai.
I love Dakota Kai. Dakota Kai, I fucking love Dakota Kai. She's the shit. And we saw her just roll up the army chick.
Oh, Lacey Evans.
Lacey Evans. Yes. And that was over there.
Oh, I love Lacey Evans.
Here comes Shayna Baszler. And you're like, fuck. Dakota, get her.
Wait. How was that?
Oh, fuck. And I was like, oh, here we go. And then fucking Ember Moon.
He brought the ghetto out of Arnold. I was like, I heard him in the corner.
Yeah, and then Ember Moon comes in and fucking gets her good. Like, they go at it. I was like, oh, fuck yeah. Puts in the corner. Oh, we got Dakota Kai. Boom! To the face. Swift kick to the face.
Yeah, that was cool.
Oh, man. Rex Kwando style. It was fucking awesome.
You heard the sequel's coming?
Yeah. No.
Oh, really? Fuck, there's a sequel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The sequel to Napoleon Dynamite?
Oh, God.
No way.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Okay.
And then Ember Moon does the eclipse, and it was just like, oh, okay.
She did a one-handed eclipse. Put the other arm behind her back and still did it.
So, man, they're selling this pretty damn well for the women.
Oh yeah,
and that made Dakota Kai shine just enough to put her in that battle royal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tag team. That match was, I fucking loved it.
I loved it too.
I loved every single second of that whole match.
When Machinery drank out the cup.
He started shaking his leg.
He's like, oh.
And it threw the cup at him.
Whenever, every time Otis comes out, he reminds me of two things. Rhino now, and Chris Farley's character, where he's like, in the van down by the river. Yeah, this guy. Every time that's all I think about is Chris Farley doing this. Oh, God, I fucking love that guy. Every single time, I'm like, yeah, you keep him. You keep that fucking thing. And then dude, Street Profits, everything they do is, they are like the NXT. Because everything they do just works. It's just, they don't even have to try hard.
Yeah.
They're just being themselves, and it's fucking working. Mm-hmm. Everything they do is working.
When, oh, what's that? Not Angelo Dawkins, the other
Montez
one.
Ford.
Montez Ford. When he was on the floor.
What
did he
do on the way to the fucking rally? It was like, stupid. My sister walked by and was like, what the fuck is that guy doing? I'm like, I don't know.
Was he like moving his chest and
shit?
Yeah. But when he was sitting in the corner with the cup, and then, like, you know, Dozovic was like, all right, I'll give you some. I loved how he didn't get up and give it to him. He kind of like slid on his ass cautiously. It's like, all right, man, maybe this is going to work. I'm not sure.
Don't feed the bears.
Yeah. That whole spot was great. I fucking love that whole spot.
Yeah. And
Profits moved on.
One, yeah. Profits with that badass Flash.
Frog Splash, yeah.
That badass Frog Splash from Montez Ford does. The tournament is shaping up to be pretty damn good, too.
Yeah.
I guess we're going to have probably, what, Street Profits versus AOP? Or are they in the same bracket? I don't know.
I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Yeah.
You won't be disappointed.
And the shit with Aleister Black and Zelina Vega, fuck, that was good.
I hated that.
What?
I hated it.
Oh, I hate you.
Just tell me why. What you thought was good.
You do remember he lives in a house of feminism.
Yes.
Well, but that's not why.
Shit, Zelina Vega looks strong as fuck.
Yeah.
One, Zelina Vega was natural on that microphone.
I agree.
She's instantly above pretty much any girl on the mic. Instantly.
I agree.
I can't think of a girl right now that's better on the microphone.
The only asterisk is she was almost about to say at TakeOver Philadelphia at the very end of that segment. Rewatch that segment.
Yeah, I think she did.
Like, NXT at TakeOver Philly. Damn you.
Yeah.
Where are we going next?
Yeah.
New Orleans, wherever the fuck you are.
It feels like I've been here forever.
The worst part is that it's tape, they couldn't fix that.
Yeah.
But no, did she just fucking stood tall, quote unquote tall, in front of fucking Aleister Black? Aleister Black was like, hold on, wait. He fucking sits down.
Okay, he completely ignored her.
Oh, yeah.
Ignored her. And then when he was ready, he was like,
yeah. And he just like, and now we're on the same level. Oh, man, it was so good. And then that fucking slap. Oh. And yeah, it sets up.
And he smiled. And he's like, all right.
It's cool because we didn't need to have Almas out there, you know, fucking struggling. Because Almas, she is his Paul Heyman. He doesn't need to talk. Yeah. He doesn't need to talk. So that's fucking perfect. What Asuka and Nakamura don't have is what Almas has.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what fucking Alberto used to have with Ricardo.
Mm-hmm.
It's perfect. It's a perfect fucking blend. And this just, it sets up their match. Their match is going to be awesome. Because we've already seen their match. It was awesome. It was his. And everything was cool. The fucking slap was up. Bam. It was hard. Like Stephanie McMahon hard.
Why?
Like castrated almost.
Yeah. And then he's like, I didn't come alone. And fucking Candice LeRae comes out and just whoops your ass. That's cool. What the fuck did you hate about it?
Well, do you want to chime in on anything before I get to that?
I like the fact, digging a little deeper, what is Aleister going to do to counter Zelina Vega? Because he can't have Johnny Gargano's wife with him. He's Johnny Gargano's wife.
Yes.
So
Johnny Gargano can't
even be there. So how is Aleister Black going to defend against Zelina? Because Zelina always gets in Almas's business. And the fact that he just walked away calmly, nonchalant, without even acknowledging the fact that she hit him, just left, makes me wonder, what does Aleister have up his sleeve? Is he going to be the first woman? You know, there's been several times lately in wrestling where if the heel woman is heelish enough and the baby face has enough reason to defend himself, John Cena F5-ing Lita or F-U-ing Lita on the bed during that sexual thing.
Yeah,
you know, like, well, can you go
pre-PG era though?
Can you risk doing that in a Me Too time?
Man, honestly, and it goes back to, this will probably be a very big topic or whatever, but I don't see why not. My biggest thing is, in this day and age, I think it's probably even more bullshit that they don't get to be touched. Because what do I always say about it? I say this about the Hispanics. I say this about the gays. I say this about the girls. They want equal treatment, not special treatment.
What is my motto?
Equal rights, equal fights.
Equal lefts, equal rights.
Dude, you just completed my poem, bro. Who wants to walk with our novel?
Goddamn. Well, yeah, like that's my only thing. Like, yeah, if that could happen, cool. But it's like, do you want that to happen? He'll kick her into the next dimension, dude. Yeah.
That's it for NXT.
Yeah.
So
New Japan.
Yeah. Before we go,
cool your jets here. Can I get my opinion about this?
Why doesn't it go with ours? So why?
Oh, it's because I just heard it now.
So we're previewing Strong Style Evolved. Because
me and Chris for a perfect bowl of Frosted Flakes with bananas, and you kind of piss all over.
A lot of piss in your cornflakes.
He's the almond milk.
Yes.
Who the fuck wants almond milk?
Yes. I loved everything up to the point when Alistair went to like sit down. When he was looking around, when he was doing whatever, when he moved the table, when he did that and all that, I loved it. It felt like this was exactly what Alistair would normally do. This is how Alistair's been behaving. This fits in line with his character. But then when he started to like do the stupid jokes about her being short, like that would have worked for somebody else on the roster, not Alistair Black. Like, I'm not like, against short people jokes. No, I mean, that's fine. What I was against was Aleister Black doing that, because it didn't seem like something Aleister would do as part of his character.
Let me cut that real quick. Absorbed his weapon. He has his his spunk, his fucking like quirkiness now. That added a whole other dimension to Aleister Black's character. He's not.
Watch after many a weekend, Black's gonna start talking Spanish. Drinking
Coronas. Velveteen was it. Being cheesy dad joke, making fun of people sophomorically kind of guy.
No, but he was an asshole.
He was an asshole, but he was like not an asshole the way Alistair was being an asshole. So you can't even say that he absorbed that from Velveteen. He didn't absorb that for anybody. He absorbed that from somebody in the back writing him a script and
handing
it to him.
Attitude. He's absorbing arrogance from Velveteen. Velveteen's been arrogant as fuck because he feels like he's the best thing since sliced bread.
Like everyone's
and now Alistair's getting a lot more arrogance from him. Mm-hmm. And then we're gonna get him speaking Spanish after Almas, like. See.
Día de los Muertos.
Well,
es cada día de mi vida.
Negro. Getting arrogance and then trying to be comedy are two different things. He beat Velveteen. He didn't beat fucking DX. Like it didn't make sense to me. Come on. Yeah, that's what it felt like. It felt like old school, stupid, haha.
He's leaning on his plastic hammer right now. That's where this is coming from.
Yes.
That's where this is coming from.
It wasn't in the same line with character.
Brothers.
And then him calling out Candace? Like
that felt odd.
That was odd. That was my only bone to pick with it. I didn't come alone. I'm like, okay, so who's coming out with you?
Sister Abigail!
Since when are you buddies with anybody? And you're buddies with Candace?
Well, he teamed with Roderick Strong to go against Undisputed Era a couple weeks ago on television. So he's already breaking out of that. Oh, I'm not just a guy from the death.
I'm not gonna lie.
But that wasn't his decision. That was the decision who's making the matches.
No, he came out. He made the decision himself. Roddy was looking for a partner. The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
Okay.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Candice LeRae's got a reason to beat the shit out of the little chihuahua out there.
It happened because of reasons.
Yeah.
Pro wrestling. I don't know, man.
Drama.
I didn't like it. I guess that's all I can say.
We're talking about the sport where somebody literally got put baby to sleep. In the
yes. Week. We're talking about wrestling here, guys.
It's real, remember.
Short joke. Yeah, Porsche. You know, you're sensitive about the short jokes. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She's giving us
I'm 5'7". I got the least amount to laugh out of all three of us.
That's true.
Preview!
And somewhere else, too.
Yes.
Strong Style Evolved from New Japan Pro Wrestling. So far, off the website, there's only 3 matches announced.
Three.
Justin Liger against, apparently still hasn't been changed, Rey Jushin. Mysterio.
Jushin.
Mm-hmm. He said Justin Liger.
I was like, Justin Credible?
Yeah. Ray against Thunder Liger.
But his arm fell off, didn't it? I haven't seen any reports other than what y'all told me that one day. I've not seen any reports
on Ray.
Yeah, about his bicep being hurt.
Yeah, he hurt his bicep.
I didn't ever. I heard that from
the
y'all.
The match
too.
Is still on the website.
I heard that from y'all too. I've not seen it anywhere else online.
Well, maybe I'm fake news.
Maybe you are fake news. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's gonna fight John Cena.
Anticipation level. They're showing this on Access. You guys have no excuse. Y'all need to be watching this.
Hey, do you get Access?
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Seven.
Liger still has it. As we saw.
Yeah.
And Rey Mysterio definitely still has it. As we saw. So
I think Mysterio has it more than Liger has it. But yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Who you got winning?
Oh God, I don't know. I have no
idea.
It's
a Japanese show, so
the ref
Mysterio.
Okay.
And Jay White for the U.S. title.
Oh God, my anticipation level for that's like a four.
Me too, because I think both of those characters are so milquetoast to me.
I agree.
Yeah, I can't invest in either one of those characters.
You say milquetoast?
Yeah, milquetoast.
With some water for dipping.
Hot dog flavored water.
The Golden Lovers against the Young Bucks.
Oh.
10. Yeah.
Jazz hands over here.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Porsche put on the B&D Elite.
Oh, fuck yeah. I've been telling you to watch that shit for months.
Oh, yeah. From this past week, right before you guys showed up. And I was like, ooh, I kind of like this feud. Even more than just the rumors that I heard about it. Now that I'm actually watching this, damn, this is cool. When's this going to happen? And then, okay. So, like, just like that, I was already like, oh, I'm fucking all in.
Hey, other side note, I've been kind of
– I just got it.
I've been kind of in and out. What's the deal with Joey Ryan and the Young Bucks?
And his dick?
And his dick. Like, I haven't seen it, like, the past two being
It's Joey Ryan's dick, man.
Yeah, I know.
It's fucking epic. It can flip people.
I saw a move where they did the Meltzer driver, but fucking Joey Ryan did the thing where he grabbed his dick, and he twisted one of the Young Bucks onto the other guy, and then they did the fucking driver off the turnbuckle. Off the turnbuckle. It was fucking awesome.
He has the most well-trained dick in the business.
Yes, he does.
It's dong style evolved.
Yes.
What's the fourth match?
That's all that's announced on the website so far. Yeah, so far, there's three.
That's enough.
But there's still people scheduled to show up. So
Jericho was originally going to be part of it. Well, he was going to fight.
He could still pop up and
what's the other guy? What's his name?
Tetsuya Naito.
Naito. Yeah. The Guaylo.
Tranquilo.
Yeah.
The long game is they all beat the shit out of Kota Ibushi.
That's but the club's fine.
That's what Daniel Price
or
says.
Or at least the Elite is fine.
Oh, Randy sitting on the couch gave us this update here on Rey Mysterio. Mysterio is supposed to go to Birmingham this week to have his torn bicep looked at, according to the sheets.
Once you go to Birmingham, you don't come back.
No. Dr. Andrews, right?
That's it.
I have never, ever heard him give good news to anyone about anything. He's like the version of like the Grim Reaper of Death from Family Guy. He's like, hey man, you know I'm here, right?
Hey, D-Bride, just before your WrestleMania match, can you go to Alabama real quick? No!
Oh, it looks like you need a new spleen. Yeah, but my shoulder hurts. You have insurance. You need your spleen. Like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Here's new Daniel Bryan with an arm for a hand and a leg for a hand and a hand for a leg.
Oh, you have that good insurance from WWE. Yes, I give you
that PPO 80/20.
I give you Joey Ryan dick. Very expensive. Choppy, choppy.
Why is Dr. Andrew
leaving? I don't know.
What the fuck?
Oh my god.
Is that a show?
Where in Dr. Andrews you get fucking Yamagachi san?
I don't know. I have no idea.
They went from Andrews to Dr. Oz like that.
Jesus Christ.
That's it.
All right.
Let's go.
That's the show.
this Saturday, coming out to DCW. 1812 Avenue D, Olympus Arena. It is the first show that we are going to have under the reign of David Duperron. He's won the title, so dark days are ahead for DCW, so we think.
That's how much. That's how many fucks he has to give by DZW.
Please come out, support your boy. Who I do stuff there. Try to do stuff. We'll see. You know how all that goes.
Strong Style Evolve this Sunday live on ASX 7 o'clock Central Time, 5 o'clock Pacific.
So you can set your DVRs for that and go out to DCW because it's also at 7 o'clock Saturday night.
No,
yours is a Sunday. Okay, there you go.
Sunday.
Yeah, watch The Walking Dead and put that on.
Fuck Walking Dead. And I watched it from the beginning. Right. I'm out.
Adios, my friends. Keep it classy.
So close in your soul.